This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Prime Minister said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements. These include cooperation in renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research between Indian Council of Agricultural Research and Brazil's EMPRABA, and a pact on the exchange and mutual protection of confidential information. India and Brazil share a multifaceted relationship which was elevated to a strategic partnership in 2006. The two countries also work closely in global and plurilateral forums such as BRICS, IPSA, G20, G4, the International Solar Alliance and the Global Biofuel Alliance. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow on the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of PM Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Our correspondent reports that the visit is aimed at expanding the scope of bilateral relationship and explore new areas of cooperation in various key sectors such as hydrocarbons, rare earth materials and unified payment interoperability, among others. Our correspondent covering the visit has filed the report on India-Namibia relationship.
Both India and Namibia have a shared history of anti-colonial struggle. The first ever diplomatic mission of Namibia, known as SWAPO that time, was set up in Delhi in 1986, even before the independence of Namibia. Today, both the countries share a wide range of areas of cooperation, including trade and investment, mining, diamond processing, energy, healthcare, defense, environment and biodiversity, and capacity building. The trade between the two countries is $600 million, and Indian investments in Namibia are about $800 million. Taking forward the partnership in wildlife conservation, 8 cheetahs were translocated from Namibia to India's Kuno National Park in September 2022. The upcoming visit is also set to explore new areas of cooperation in other sectors. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Windhoek.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that 4 new Amrit Bharat trains will be launched very soon from various cities of the country to Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw, who was in Bihar to inaugurate several railway projects, said that the 4 Amrit Bharat trains will run between New Delhi Patna, Darbhanga Lucknow, Malda Town Lucknow and Saharsa Amritsar. He laid the foundation stone and inaugurated several important schemes at the Karpuri Gram station complex in Samastipur Rail Division of Bihar. Mr. Vaishnaw also inspected the Digha Bridge halt in Patna and took a thorough review of passenger facilities, cleanliness of platforms and lighting and security arrangements there. Mr. Vaishnaw laid the foundation stone for Karpuri Gram station upgradation work to be done at a cost of 3.30 crore rupees. According to Mr. Vaishnaw, several other projects which will be soon launched in Bihar are Bhagalpur-Jamalpur 3rd line, Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya double line and Rampurhat Bhagalpur double line, among others. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced to impose a 25% tariff on goods imported from Japan and South Korea starting August 1. The latest tariff announcement comes as Trump said he would be posting letters to the leaders of a dozen countries today. The U.S. president announced the decision on his social media platform, Truth Social, where he posted copies of letters that he sent to the leaders of each country. Unprecedented monsoon rains have caused widespread destruction across Nagaland with reports of severe flooding, landslides and infrastructure damage from multiple districts. Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority said it has received numerous reports of damaged homes, roads, bridges, paddy fields and zoom cultivations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.